It's time once again for the Passion to Succeed podcast, where we explore the traits, mindsets, and attitudes of passionate and successful individuals. This show is for anyone who wants to make a difference, make more money, learn from the greatest minds, and discover how to be more successful in all you do and doing it with a pure passion to succeed. Here's your host, serial entrepreneur, successful author, and the world's most passionate master coach, Craig White.
Hey, 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 welcome to episode 96 of the Passion to Succeed podcast show. We have some amazing content coming to you today. And you know my love and passion for all things entrepreneurial, network marketing, social selling, and really empowering other people to believe in the possibilities that lie within them, around them, and before them. I want to introduce you to an amazing lady in this show, Claire Kinsella. And what's fascinating is Claire was the unsupportive partner many, many years ago, and has gone on to become a multiple six-figure earner, maybe even touching on seven figures now, and a real inspiration. You're going to love this show. So here it is. Hey, 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 good evening. Hope everyone's really cool, having a fantastic day. Just wanted to jump in and go live and bring another friend on. Like, I'm going live quite a lot at the moment, and it's really based on a couple of things. A, contributing stories, inspiration, tips to really elevate and accelerate your network marketing success. So you guys will be following me, and if you're watching this live on somebody else's profile, because a lot of people tend to share the lives. You know, maybe you're seeing it on my profile, then obviously you follow me either because you're family, friends, or connected to me and become family, friends via the network marketing industry, or you're watching this on someone else's profile. If you want more information or you want support to accelerate and elevate your success in network marketing, you know, reach out to the person. If you're looking at joining the business, reach out to the person who's invited you to come along, or sorry, shared this video onto their profile. But really, the main thing that I want to share with you today, and I want to bring a friend of mine on because she is an absolute legend. And I called this live, Everyone Has a Journey to Greatness. And what we're doing is we're really looking at bringing network marketing professionals, legends, and beautiful people to share a little bit about their story, to share a little bit about their journey. And this lady has become one of my best friends. We've traveled the world together. We've positively influenced and supported each other as friends, as colleagues, as networkers. We co-create a lot, and we have a lot of fun. And incidentally, talking of the fun, I've got to introduce you to Claire, then I've got to tell you a story. Claire, how are you doing? How are you? You well?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Nah, it's great to have you. Now, look, Claire's, as I said, she's been a great friend of mine. She's been in the network marketing industry since 2006, but2014. Yeah. I was getting mixed up between holiday destinations, but we'll talk about that. But I was just going to say, like, we've had so much fun traveling. And, you know, on your mobile phone, it picks up, like it creates moments for you on your iPhone, like times by the beach. And anyway, this one come up with loads of random times by the beach, and it only brought up your Gone with the Wind impression. Like, literally, one of the funniest moments of my life was literally only this morning, like, laughing, like, crying.
We've had some fun. How many trips have we been on together?
Oh, geez. I've got no idea. Loads.
A lot.
Yeah, the first one was your first one back in Jamaica, which I wanted to talk about actually. So look, I just want to introduce you. Claire has, and she's very humble, but actually she's one of the best leaders I've ever met in my life. Like, she lives from her heart. She helps people. She supports people. Like, she literally builds her business with her heart on her sleeve, but she's also super skilled. And actually over the years has done millions of pounds worth of sales, supported and mentored thousands of people to break free, to earn an extra income, to qualify for holidays, and to build, you know, amazing lives. So massive kudos to you, mate. You're an absolute legend. So let's go to how it started, because you was probably the worst ever when you and your husband got into network marketing, because you were like non-supportive, was you?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if I go about like the very first time I was introduced slightly to network marketing. It was before online. I don't even know whether that actually was the internet then. I can't think. And it was all like home parties and things. And Chris introduced me to someone then, and I just didn't like it. It just wasn't for me. I've always said, and I don't know why, but I've always said, I can't sell. I don't want to sell. I don't want to be pushy. But I think that kind of led back to, I didn't like to be sold to, but I wanted to still buy. I think it's just having the right way and wanted to discover the right way. And then fell in love with it. But yeah, when we first got into our proper network marketing company, I was the unsupportive partner, which we see a lot because not a lot of people get it. So we do see that a lot. And I even used to bin the catalogues and just, there was all kinds of things that I did because I wasn't interested. And it was only when Chris pulled the "you're not supporting me" card that I then was like, okay, I've got to support my bit. I'll come and take a look. And sometimes, as much as Chris had told me, sometimes you've got to hear it from somebody else, haven't you? Mm-hmm. So that's a tip. If you have got an unsupportive partner, my tip to everyone who says this is, just get them in front of somebody else. So get them on the opportunity calls, bring them to the event, let them see it through their eyes for themselves, and then they'll definitely win you over, because I was. And I've definitely found that's happened for everybody else that's experienced that as well.
Yeah, love it. Because there was a trigger point for you, and I think everyone stumbles into the social selling network marketing industry. I was just on a Zoom a minute ago with lots of people looking at joining the business all around the world, which was like, it's literally blown my mind. We were talking about, like, some of them have got network marketing experience, well, most of them, but nobody goes out looking to join the network marketing industry unless they've already been in it and they're looking for a new home. Mm-hmm. Everyone stumbles into it. And I think everybody at some point has a trigger point, and your trigger point was an event in Warrington, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, and that's what it was. It was the event that I got took along to. That what it was, I can remember being sat in the room, and it was filled with lots of people, and I could see that some of them were already business partners, and I could see that people had come along just like me to take a look. And the lady at the front of the room was asking people to put their hands up if they'd earned a certain amount of money, and she was like, you know, £1,000, £2,000 a month, £3,000. And I'm sat there, and there was a couple, and this was no disrespect to this couple, but I thought that they'd been brought along like me. They didn't look like business people. They looked just normal, down to earth people. Okay. And they were sat there, and they got to like £8,000 a month. And this couple sat like really slumped like this, with their arms up. And I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, £8,000 a month. Now, at this point, I already owned two hair and beauty salons, was busy, you know, was successful with that. And I didn't earn £8,000 a month. And I was like, oh my God, if they can do this, I can do it. And it just triggered something in me, that because sometimes you look at the successful people and you think, yeah, but they're successful because mm-hmm. they're successful people, because it's the way they are. And you can't always relate. Whereas I related as if like, okay, they're normal people. If they can do it, I can do it. And sometimes you need that. You just need some kind of trigger. You need something from another point of view to make you realize that actually, everyone can do this, and successful people are not special. They've just built a special kind of work ethic that's not always there in the beginning. It's something that you can bring out of people. But yeah, I think anyone can do it, 100%.
Yeah, I love that. And obviously we met in Jamaica at, I think, was it called the Half Moon Beach?
The Half Moon Hotel, yeah. Yeah,
that was a phenomenal trip. And we've been on so many since. And one of the ones that sticks in my mind the most, aside from Athens, because that was just hilarious, was Monte Carlo just a couple of years ago. That was insane.
That's the best I've ever been on. Out of any trip that I've been on, that was, and what I mean by that is, I think it was the feeling that it gave me, the whole, I can remember, I don't know if you remember, Craig, but I spent pretty much most of the gala dinner that night crying. And I was crying with overrun with so much emotion that I couldn't believe what I was experiencing. I'd never experienced something like this. And I was just like, oh my God. You know, it was just out this world. I mean, the roof come off and everything, and we were like out on the ocean and under the stars in Monte Carlo with the millionaires, you know. There was Ferraris and everything parked outside, and I was like, oh my God. But yeah, it was a pretty special company, and that's when I realized there and then how big this company was and how amazing it was going to be to continue to grow with them. That was like no trip I'd ever been on. I'd been on amazing trips in a previous company, but this was another level. And then obviously Dubai as well, that we've just come back from. That was another one, another experience with, because it's mixing with all the different countries as well. Yeah. You know, I think that I love the fact that we've got friends all around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just great. Love it.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's interesting when you think as well, because obviously we're going to probably share a few kind of ideas, because I wanted to talk a little bit on social media, because if I go back to sort of 2014, where we was, you were very much at the helm of the shift onto social media, because we were, you know, not with where we are now, but the previous company we were with, it wasn't really moving with the times, but you certainly kind of led that. And obviously it's evolved. And now what we do on social media is just insane. And obviously it's really, really exciting. But one of the things I love about our trips is they're so accessible for everybody. Like, you know, I don't know how many people are going to Turkey. I mean, obviously we were in Dubai. There was 2,000 people from all around the world. And the qualification criteria from that, in reality, wasn't difficult, especially for the value of the trip. Mm-hmm. But like Turkey is like a manager's seminar, which is, what, $2,000 worth of sales, a campaign, and you can win. Okay. And Claire talked about like the emotion and the feels. And like when, obviously we'll talk about Oriflame briefly, but I want to talk about like network marketing as a whole. But with Oriflame, their vision as a company is to give new people the Oriflame experience. Mm-hmm. So people get the Oriflame feel. So people can come into the business, they got the opportunity to make a lot of money in the beginning and build something very big. But also the accessibility to qualify for like 5-star all expenses paid trips to Turkey. I mean, it's mind blowing in reality.
It's life changing. I mean, we've traveled the world and I would never have been able to have done that before, would never have experienced it. And I think, like, it's funny when you said before about us being the, like, the shift with the online side within the company we were in. And it wasn't that I was big on social media or anything like that. It was because it was the easiest way. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, all I saw was, oh my God, are you joking me? I can do that. Like, I can, like, speak to people online more than I can go and pick up a phone or go out and meet somebody. You know, this was like, oh my God, this is so easy compared to how it was years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what drew me in. And people don't realize what they've got in their hands, especially nowadays. I mean, network marketing has been going around for a long time. And there's many, many multimillionaires that built it way back and are still earning from it. But right, people that are in it right now, they don't realize how easy they've got it. And to get the trips, like you say, the whole Oriflame experience, it's different. It's just different, the way you treat it. You could go and pay to go to Monte Carlo. You could go and pay to go to Dubai. But it's the way they deliver. It's the experiences. It's the way you treat it. You'd never get that on your own. Never.
No. It's that kind of community vibe, isn't it? And like, just everything's mapped out. You don't even have to think. You just show up at the airport and then you're like, this is the way, right? Yeah. So, obviously, you are going to be one of our keynote speakers at this amazing event we've got coming up, Passion to Succeed Network Marketing Masterclass, which is a global generic event for the whole network marketing industry. And we've got some amazing speakers, including yourself, which I'm super stoked about. So obviously, I know you're looking forward to the event, and probably like me, like an element of apprehension and nervousness, because it's going to be such a big event, but really excited at the same time. What's your, when you think about kind of network marketing, what would you say, just to give people a bit of an insight to you and what you've accomplished and your mindset, what would you say have been the three kind of most important areas of focus for you that have helped you kind of go from where you are, but also kind of, because I know you've got a big vision and mission for the future, you know, what are the kind of the top three kind of things that people probably need to do to make that shift from, you know, not succeeding to really succeeding?
Okay, so the first one is, I can pinpoint, because I remember in my business turned around when I did it, switching my focus from looking for the big secret, trying to find out what everybody else is doing, looking and comparing myself. That is extremely distracting. And I did that for way too long. And I was back and forth in my business. And we were starting to get somewhere, but we were back and forth. And it was when I decided that I was going to get my head down and do the activity and not look up until I was kind of getting there, that everything changed. And I can see it in my head when it all happened. And that was huge for me. It was like, okay, well, whether I succeed this month, the next month, it didn't matter. I let go of the outcome. And I just focused on doing the do. And then, because I'm someone who's addicted to the outcome. You know, I'm someone that is, you know, you've got to be quick. If I start a diet today and I've not lost the pound by the end of the day, I'm giving up. I'm one of them. I'm very hard with it. So it's like, I've got to, I decided that I had to, no matter what. It was like, look, all that's got to go. You've got to stop looking and you've just got to get on with it. So that was probably the biggest shift for me. What else could I say? Understanding that you've got to have some kind of belief as well, because when the belief's not there, you don't put that work in. So that can be something that you might be someone who is struggling right now with not having the belief, but you're only going to find it by doing it. But one small step at a time to create the, okay, this is working kind of feel. Because when you don't do so, when you don't believe in something, you definitely don't put the same effort in. If I was studying now with what's his name, Usain Bolt, and he said, race me to the end of the world, I know I ain't going to win it. So I'm not going to throw everything I've got into doing it. I'm probably going to stop before we even get going. Whereas when you look at something and you think, yeah, I can actually do that, then it makes you throw everything into it. So you've got to have belief. So make sure you're with the right company that you believe in. You believe in the products, you believe in the team, you believe in the system, all of it, so that you can run with it. And then, like I said, don't be distracted. Keep your head down, keep looking. And then the final one, is something that I've definitely found, because you've got to keep evolving. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we were stuck where we was in 2014 when we first started going with the online, then our business wouldn't still be here, because we wouldn't have evolved with the time. So you've always got to be understanding that things change, understanding that social media is not your own platform, and that can change as well on a daily basis. So you've got to be able to be constantly adjusting, constantly tweaking, finding different ways. And probably the last one, that's something that you say all the time, and that's value everybody, but don't rely on anyone. You're the only person that you can rely on.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love as well. I think one, you know, all four of them points I think are so important. But I just love this mindset of letting go of the outcome, because mm-hmm. you know, I think every one of us, we live that. You know, it's a huge trigger point for me as well. And just listening to the way you shared that, like, because the breakthrough only comes if you never quit. But mm-hmm. when you've got this like attachment to instant gratification and, you know, this ridiculous get rich quick reality, you know, in unreality, it's not even the right word, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's not real. When you can detach from the outcome and enjoy the process.
Yes.
As you said, like that breakthrough will come mm-hmm. to you. You've just got to keep going, because it might come today, it might come tomorrow, it might come in a month's time, but it will always come as long as you keep going. I was listening to something from Jim Rohn today, and he said, like, if you keep planting the seeds, you will always eventually harvest a crop. Like, he said it much more eloquently, but you'll always, like, it will always come. You just need to keep going.
Yeah, definitely. And as well, I think, like what I said about looking for the secret and but always evolving. I know that can sound a little bit contradictory, because we are kind of looking for that secret sauce for us as to what works for us, but you don't find it until you've done it. Yeah. If that makes sense. It's only when you look back and at it and you go, that's it, that's what I've done that worked. So unless you do it, you're never going to find it anywhere. So you've got to keep your head down and keep doing it.
I love it. So appreciate your time. I know you're a super busy woman with your family and obviously your exploding business, which is really, really exciting to see. This event on the 13th and 14th of May, like, what's your kind of thoughts that? Like,
oh my God, I'm so excited. I still can't believe I'm speaking on it, to be honest. I can't believe that I'm speaking with the best speakers that there is in the industry. It's you've just got to get on it, guys. If you are looking at this event, there's so many events out there, and I know that it can be like, oh, what do we do? This one is a donation. So, and it's a donation that you choose, which I absolutely love, because there's going to be some people that cost of living right now can't afford the high-end ticket prices, but they still want to get the top quality. So I think this is so good for everybody, because everybody can afford to make that donation to be able to come on. It's over 2 days. It's going to be jam-packed with tips. These people that are talking are people that are actually working the business right now as well, and I think that's what's key. It's people that are growing, who are going to share what's working. So, you know, if you are looking for the secret sauce that's going to help you, these people are going to help with some of that knowledge along the way. But yeah, I'm super excited. It's going to be such a big energy event for sure, and you got to get on, guys. Go and get your tickets, like you said. And as well, all the donations are going to charity. Mm-hmm. They're going to like sick children, so you know, you're doing a good deed as well as getting your learning in.
Yeah, I'm like I'm buzzing for it, and it's interesting. Like, there's lots of people that have been messaging me. Oh, I would have loved to speak on that event. I might, we'll do one next year. It's okay. Yeah. But like, all of a sudden, I've gone like we could like this event's going to be life changing for people. It's going to raise their skill set, raise their mindset, raise their belief, mm-hmm. but also like raise the professionalism of the industry. But alongside that, raising money for obviously mm-hmm. the Helping Little Hearts charity, which you mentioned, which is super cool. But imagine if we, you know, had this event every year that positively influence the world of network marketing, but also donated thousands to charity. Like,
amazing.
I'm super stoked for it, really. So, hey, look, Claire, thank you so much for your time. Look, guys, ladies, gents, if you are watching this on my profile and you've got any questions, reach out to me. If you're watching it on Claire's, reach out to her. If you're watching on anyone else's profile, reach out to them. There will be a link in the comments for you to go and grab your tickets. And it's literally coming up to like, I think it's 2 weeks away, Saturday. Yeah. That might be correct. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So two weeks on Saturday, this event kicks off. And alongside this beautiful human being, Claire, speaking, there is going to be some amazing speakers that she said are just like crushing it right now. So thank you very much. Really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful evening, darling. And I'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Greg. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we would appreciate it if you would like. Most people share through social media. Then subscribe, rate and provide a review over at iTunes and SoundCloud. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. The Passion to Succeed show is brought to you by PassionToSucceed.com. Get over to the website, subscribe and join the community of passionate people.